Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Aleph, the last daf here in Yerushalmi in Maseches Erevin. And we are on Ayin Amabez in Yerushalmi, and we discussed the last Mishnah, which quoted the Machlokes Tanaim, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, in terms of, is it better to be active or passive regarding a difficult situation? The Tana Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, what's the situation? You have a dead sheretz, you have a rodent here in the Beis HaMikdash. So you have one of two choices. Either you have a beged next to you, but the beged is going to become tame if you pick up the sheretz with the beged. So is it better to do that, to be marbe es hatuma, pick up the beged, pick up the sheretz with the beged? It won't make you tame, because a person has only become tame from an avatuma. So the sheretz will make the beged tamei, and then you'll take the beged out, and then you won't become tamei, but that's marba the toma, that'll save time though. Or is it better to go look for a pshute kliates, a wooden tongs type of thing, which is not makabel toma, but then it'll just delay, because it takes some time to get it. So if you don't delay, that's considered actively being matame, right? But that saves time. But if you do delay, so then it's not being mitame, so it's passively leaving a sheretz in there for longer. So which is better? Which is the lesser of two evils? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, better to be mitame, active, even though because it's shorter. Shalom l'sha'u says atoma. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, better to look for a tseves shal eitz, shalom l'harbos es atoma. That's what's better, because that way the tuma will be minima, but won't be maximized, won't become greater. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. So now in the Mishnah, the Gemara then went back and forth and said, which one is better? And the Gemara said that this issue is active or passive. I mentioned just Derech Agav yesterday, the idea that once you're allowed to pick it up, and however you pick it up, then you can just keep going. I just wanted to read that for a moment. So once you have it in your hand, the Derech Heter, so then we say that you're allowed to, you don't have to drop it at the first place that you come to. And we'll see even enough a question about this at the end of this year today. But Tosva says in Beit Sandav Gimel Amid Beis, Tosva says this is Umikan Poskim. Right, we get that's talking about Aklishamach del Isser, which you're allowed to move Lasarach Gufel Lasarach Makomo. Let's say there was a pen that was left on your Shabbos table and you want to put a plate down. So you're allowed to pick up the pen directly and move it. So we allow to move it. So once it's in your hand, you could take it all the way wherever pens are supposed to go. You don't have to drop it in the first place that you come to in the other room. That's Tosfos, that you're allowed to take it. And because you see here, right? So you're allowed to take it. That's Tosfos. And this Tosfos is quoted and extended. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Ches Siv Gimel, in Hilchas Muksa, that's Shin Ches Siv Gimel, this halacha is quoted. Kalisha Machtola Isser, you're allowed to move, Lazarach Gufa, Lazarach Makomo, and then it says, and once you have it, Umutolo Lito, Mishamal Anicho, Bezim Makom Shiirtsa, and you can put it wherever you want once it's in your hand. If you look at the Magen Avram there says, Tekibet Shi Rashoy Shu Biyado, Rashoy Latalto Yoser, Vanira li da afilu shachach v'not lebiyado rasher latal to lo yoser. The Magen Avraham says, even if you didn't pick it up at Heter, you picked it up at Isser, you forgot it was Shabbos, you forgot whatever it is, somehow you have muksa in your hand, you ought to take it to wherever you want. That's the extension of the Magen Avraham. Tosis is talking about a case of the Tila Beheter, and then you're allowed to continue. The Magen Avraham extends it to say, even by a Tila Beisser of Shachach, you're able to continue and take it wherever you want. And the Gra is not happy with that. The Gra says on this Magen Avraham, if I could just find it for a second, Magen Avraham says, he continues, he argues in a few places. Here and in Hilchas Mila, but he says not true. He says the only time, I won't read it inside, the only time you're allowed to continue Beheter is if the Hagbah was Beheter. Then you can continue. But if Hagbah was Be'isser, you gotta drop it. Gotta drop it right away. You're not allowed to have this. Right? So interesting alumnus, why the Magen Avraham and the Gra, it's a parallel machlokas in three different places, twice in Aruch Chaim, and also in Yeredeia, I think by the, by what do you do with the Mila knife after the Mila? Does he have to drop it because it's a Muksa? Can he put it way back in his bag? So also are related issues. Okay, so the Gemara started off here on Ayin Amabez, related to the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So where are we up to? About halfway down. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bun. We're about to have three or four other examples, parallels to this Machlokas, where is it better to just be passive and let a problem happen, or is it better to be active? So, Arayas Rabbun, Asya Ilin Plukta, Ki Ilin Plukta. Let's parallel to the following. To Tzadin Netaman, because we learned in the Mishnah in Mesachas Pesachim. Mesachas Pesachim has already started. Ketzad, Mafrishin Chala Betuma. What's the problem, Biyantif? What's the problem? You have a tamei dough that you want to bake. On Yantif, you want to bake on Yantif, Ochal Nefesh. The problem is, it's tamei dough, and what are you going to do? You have to be Mafrish Chala. So if you're Mafrish Chala from the dough, but that's a problem. Because a Kohen is allowed, what is a Kohen allowed to do with Chala Tameya? He's allowed to burn it to get Anah, but you can't burn that unless it's Ochal Nefesh. So you're not going to get any benefit from this Chala. So the Kohen can't burn it. So what do you do? You should be Mafrish it and just let it be, then it's going to rise and become Chametz. So you should separate it and bake it? But, so what do you do here? Ketzad mafrishin chala bituma biyantif. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if you look there, so he quotes all of these options that I just said. Isa shenit me, you have a dough that became tamei v'shuv ena chala, should he tell us, b'manaru yalachilas b'en, you kohen, you can't have him eat it. What do? It's Pesach. Shahare eina yachol le'afosa biyantif. It cannot be baked me'achar she'enaru yalachila. It's not royal achila, so you can't bake it. V'ula hafrisha u'la shahosa kedei l'sarfa be'erev, and to separate it and bake it at night after yantif, E.F. Shar Shalot Achmitz. It's going to become Chametz. Ula Sarfe Biyantif Nami Lo De'ain Sarfin Kachim Biyantif. And what about just burning it? Right after you separate it, you burn it. You're not going to be Sarf Kachim on Yantif. The Koi can't get any benefit from it. You can't bake, cook it for him. And just burning it in the fire, you can. Ain Sarfe Kachim Biyantif. That's a special din. That's based on the Mishnah in Bamalikin. Ain Malikin Shrem and Srefa Biyantif. Right? So what do you do here? There is a Rashi in Beitza, Afchav Zayin, they point out, what about just giving it to your dog? That's also having it destroyed. Separate it, and then it won't get chametz. So Rashi has a line there that's also considered destroying. The Isser isn't to burn Truma Temeya or Kachem on Yatif, it's to destroy it in any way. Even giving it to one's dog. And that's an example, we've quoted that, that's an example Rashi quotes of Beitza, Chav Zayin, and Mabez. Xeris hakas afilu achi b'shem etzreva lo. You're not allowed to even give it in ways that do not violate a malacha. Afilu achi b'shem etzreva lo. V'had b'shem truma shenitmeis. Xeris hakasavu she'ein kachim tmeya mizbarim biyantif. Why? Derachmana achshava lahavarasan. Rashi quotes the principle of achshave. Because what you're doing is important to you, it has inherent significance, and you can't do it on yantif. It's too significant of a destruction. Hilkach malachahu. Therefore, it is a malacha. That's why Rashi says the first half of the Rashi. I didn't read it. He says, "Einiru yelakoyin ayom dehaba achila asura laolam ubahasaka olasita lekalbo biyantif aser dein mevaren kachim b'tameim in olam biyantif." Right, even giving it to your dog. Afila deachilas behema, and then Rashi quotes that because that's an example of achshave by a destructive act, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it on. So what do you do? Back to the Mishnah. So we're stuck. You have a tamei dough on Yantif. You want to bake it because you want to eat. So what do you do? So different options. Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo tikra l'shem ad shete afeh. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what you do? You're not mafrish. You bake it. Right? Bid the Eved, we know you can be mafrish chala after it's baked. So you put the whole thing into the oven and you bake it. And then you separate while it's in the oven. You take out what's not Truma. And you leave the truma in the oven and it keeps burning. Meaning you didn't touch it. You're burning it, but you didn't put it in the burning. And if you leave it in there, so it's kind of me'eleha that is happening. So that's what Rabbi Lazar says to do. Ben Besera Omer, Tata Latsone. Ben Besera says, no, be mafresh and then throw the challah into the dough, challah, into cold water, because that'll prevent it from becoming chametz. There's another daya that the line is missing. If you look in the Karban Eida here on the first wide line, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, there's another daya. Lo zeo chametz shemusarin alav abavai rabbi matze. Don't worry about it. This, because you're in this difficult situation and it's not your fault and you don't want to, this is not chametz that you're going to violate abavai rabbi matze with. Right? Therefore, what do you do? Elam afrashta umanichta erev. you separate challah like you always do and leave it. And leave it till the night. V'mechmitza, hechmitza. And if it becomes chavitz, it becomes chavitz, that's not your issue. You didn't do anything. Right? That was passive. So Rabbi Yeshua allows passively. So Rabbi Yeshua, now back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, you're going to be mafrish and have it in the oven and then burn in the oven. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, lo nimseisa kesorev kachem b'yantif. That's burning kachem on yantif. We just learned you're not allowed to be mavar kachem on yantif. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, me'alein he nasrafin. I'm not really burning it. I put the whole dough into the oven, but when it burns and I call it, when I'm kori shame on it, it's mamela burning. So it's a little bit, I did an action to start the whole thing, but now it's burning by itself. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So now the other way, Amar lo, we switch to Gersa, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, what are you doing? You're being mafresh and just leaving it? Lo nimsei sa over, abay yirabay yimatzei, lo yirabay yimatzei? Are you violating? You're just, the chametz is rising. Amar lo, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua says, mutav lavra, mitzvah lo sase, shalabas liyotcha, better to violate an aveira in passively, where all I did was mafresh, and now it just happens by itself. What you did, that's considered active, because you put it into the oven, and now it's going to be burned. And therefore, I'd rather do what I did in terms of totally, totally passive. So we see another example of a passive, active chilek. Again, each one of these is not totally passive and not totally active, right? You're being mafresh and then leaving the challah, but he says that's called passive. You're putting it into the oven. That's not fully active. It's going to burn me'ileha, but still, that's an example. That's an example. So Bal Yerba Yimatzei is going to be violated, but it's going to be bonus. It's going to be bonus, and therefore it's not his fault because of this situation. The Ran quotes, if you remember, on Daf Aleph in the Daf Harif, that Bal Rabbi Yimatzei, we know there are three Isurim related to Chametz. You're not allowed to eat Chametz, and this is what we'll have to get to in the Hakdamah of tomorrow Shir, right? Not allowed to eat Chametz, you're not allowed to get Hanah from Chametz, and also, not allowed to have Chametz in your house. Bal Yeroa u'Bal Yimatzei. The Ran, in one line, right, dealing with the big Sugya of Bedika, remember the first Sugya in Psachim? Rashi, Tosfos, all the action on Dav Beis. So the Ran there says, Bal Rabbi Yimatzei, is a siyag, he doesn't use these words, but he basically says it is a siyag daraisa for the isra of achila. Right? Why does the Torah say you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house? So we assume that's a separate, independent aveira. You can't eat, you can't this, and you can't even have chametz in your house. But they're not connected to each other. But says the Ran, they are. Right? The Torah says, by Rabbi Yimatzei, because so that you don't come to eat chametz. An example, one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's examples of a siyag daraisa. Right? There are even halachic, connections between the Isra by Rabbi Yimatzei and the Isra of eating. The Chatzishir, the big discussion in the Rishonim. There's Chatzishir by Chametz. Fine, can't even have half a Kazayas. Is there Chabetz by eating Chametz? Is there Chatzishir by Bal Rabbi Yimatzei? Right? Is there a Chatzishir by Rabbi Yimatzei? So if I remember correctly, I think the Maram Halava says yes, because after all, by Rabbi Yimatzei, it's connected to Achila. That's the Maram Chalava. The Chacham Tzvi, that's this Chacham Tzvi, where he mentioned this, he says, no, there's not. There's no Chatzishir by Rabbi Yimatzei. Because remember, he says the whole Svara for Chatzishir is because of Achshavei, second Achshavei discussion today. He says, even though the Gemara says, why is Chatzishir also by the Torah? Because of Kol Chelev or Chazil Tzarufe, the Svara is given for Rabbi Yochanan, the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, but the Chacham Tzvi comes up with the third Svara. Chazil Tzarufe, it is achshavei because you ate a half a gezayis that shows you think it's significant that it's special to you, and therefore it's going to be aser. By Rabbi Yimatzei, you have half a gezayis in your house. You didn't do anything that happens to be there. You didn't get rid of it, so that's not going to be aser ben haTorah. That's the Chacham Tzvi's suggestion for the svara of by Rabbi Yimatzei. So that would be against this idea. But again, there is a precedent in this Ran, and I get the Maram Chalava. I think maybe it's Maram Chalava, I don't remember. I think it might be in the Mems on this sugya, in Psachim, about the connection between Bal Rabbi Yimatzei and eating it. Next. Taman Taninan. Next example where we have such a case. The Mishnah says in Zvachim. What happens? We know part of the Avoda that we have, Avoda Saddam, is Zrika Saddam. Shchita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. And there are different halachas of where do you sprinkle? So carbon chatas, you sprinkle all four corners. All four corners. On the top of the Mizbeach, on the Kronos. Many other Karbanos, you sprinkle Shtayim Shein Arba, right? Two opposite corners, which get to four sides, right? It's the Ola and the Shlamim and the Asham, and then you have some karbanos where you only sprinkle once. Habachar v'amayser v'pesach. Right? You sprinkle once. So what happens if some bloods, it's a busy in the base of the mikdash, some bloods got mixed up. How do you talk about matan achas? You're talking about the mitzvah matan achas. If you have bloods that are supposed to be sprinkled once, with other bloods that are only supposed to be sprinkled once, that's fine. You talk about matan achas. Matan arba, you're not to matan arba. If it got mixed up with, like bloods, then there's no problem. Matan arba, matan da achas. What happens if you have carbon chata's blood that got mixed up with, bechor blood? It's supposed to be sprinkled four or once. What do you do? You have this blood. So you have one of two, three choices, I guess. Don't do anything. You can't do that because you need zrika. So what are the choices? Do four or do one. But some blood is being sprinkled too much, too many times, or too little times. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yatin Yatin Matan Arba. Rabbi Eliezer says better four times. Better four times. And the Gemara says there, and the extra three times is Ki'ilu Zemayim. He'll view it. You don't look at it as being an extra for those bloods. Rabbi Yeshua, Amri Natsur Matan Achas. No, just once. Because after all, Rabbi Yeshua would say, Bidi Eved, even a Chatas, Bidi Eved, one Zrika is Mechaper. So just do one. Amri Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Lodim Seisa over al Baltigra. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you only do one, aren't you violating Baltigra? You are doing a mitzvah Begira own. Again, Baltigra is always a little tricky. Because if I only do three minim on Sukkis, that's not Baltigra. That's zero. If I'm not doing the mitzvah, then that's not Baltigra. If I don't wear tefillin, that's not Baltigra. That's nothing. Baltigra has to be you're doing the mitzvah in an inferior way. That's how Baltigra has to be. So here too, you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing one zrika, and it works with the Eved, but you're doing the mitzvah, and you could do it in a more maximal way, and you're doing it in an inferior way, isn't that Baltigra? If you only do one. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, lo nimsei is over al baltosif. Rabbi Yeshua says the opposite. Aren't you violating baltosif if you do four instead of one? So, answer. And we can't take out Amar lo. Mutav lavra al mitzvah losa sheish lo bas lidemi liyadi. Mitzvah losa sheish lo bas liyadi. So what does he say? I'll better violate baltigra. Meaning I'll better not do more. I'll better be passive. Better be passive. Again, here's baltigra and baltosif, but he says I'd rather be passive, than to be, actively violating the initer of doing extra damim. Good. So that's another example of passes versus active. The Rishonim, if you look in Tosfos, they're in Erevin and Daf Kuf. Erevin and Daf Kuf, Tosfos there quotes, why don't we say, Asi docha los asay? Right? The assay of Zrikas Hadam of the four is docha the los asay of Baltigra, of, or Baltosif. That's his question. V'yivtar alesi asay v'litchi lo lav de Baltosif. Answer, this isn't like Kilayim B'tzitzis, where we know the ultimate mitzvah of tzitzis is with tcheles and wearing woolen garment and the shatnez, because that's a full ase dochalos. I say this is not like that. Why? Tahacha al yedei pshia huba. Here the coin messed up. You don't say ase dochalos, I say where it's your fault. Where it's your fault, you're in this situation. If there's a tzara spot on the foreskin of a baby, that's not anybody's fault. So you say ase dochalos, I say. If big day kahuna, asidokalos say yibum and eshes ach, asidokalos say because that's nobody's fault. But here, the coin messed up, the bloods got mixed up, and therefore, v'haya yachol iskayim below dechias alav. It could have been miskayim without a dechias alav. And therefore, says the atosis, it doesn't, you don't say asidokalos say. This could be a nafgamina, for the sugya, general of asidokalos say, achrodim discuss how much do you say what we call hutra dechuya. When we say ase dochalos ase, do we say that the los ase disappears? The ase conceptually knocks out the los ase? Right, the most strong formulation of that is Reb Nisim Gaon on the daf in Shabbos. Kuflam and Gimel around, that the lav doesn't exist when you have the ase, or is what we call dechuya. The los ase is pushed off. You're allowed to do it, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. The ase is docha the los ase. So this tosfos is used to say maybe the latter, because if it's your fault, then you don't say the los ase, because the los ase is still there. You're just pushing it off. We don't allow you to push it off if it's your fault. Again, you might be mechalik between different types of the los ase. The examples that I just gave, where there are cases that are inherent, that are always, right? There's a line like this in tosfos. By yibum is always osa docha los ase. Right? Tzitzis, bikalayim is always ase docha los ase. Mila Bitsaraz is not. That's not a good example. But Big Tikhuna, that's the mitzvah. Right? The Yibam, that's the mitzvah. So those might be what we call Hutra. right? Mitzvaso bakach is the language of Tosfos in the first parak of Yevamos. Mitzvaso bakach. So those might be different than other cases of situational, coincidental, but this is one of the deis. There is another answer given to Tosfos' question here, and that is maybe ein ase dochalos ase shebe mikdash. Right, ase dochalos ase applies, but there is a principle of ein ase dochalos ase shebe mikdash. Right, what is that? What's the svar for that? So the Meshechachma. Meshechachma in Parshas Zosa Bracha says, well, we know that the Ramban says in Parshas Yisro that the svar for ase dochalos ase is based on Avas Hashem greater than Yiras Hashem. And therefore, us doing an asay, which flows from Avas Hashem, is greater than not performing a los asay, which is based on a Yiras Hashem. Kigamke, midas zachar ramzu mitzvah asay, says the Ramban. Vu yotzi mi midas ha'ahava, v'ilu midas ha'rachemim, ki ha'usa mitzvah adonav, ahuvlo, va'adonav merachim alav. Umidas shomer mitzvah los asay, halamata adim v'yot mitzvah yira. So you see, over Yira, says the Meshech Chachma, Yosef Engel also writes this in one place, but in the Beis HaMikdash, Mora is primary, right? Mora Mikdash. Mora plays more of a role in the Beis HaMikdash than Ahava. And that's why we say, Ein ase dochalos ase shebe mikdash. That's the Meshechach Mesvara, based on the Ramban in Yisro, but that's his suggestion in Zos HaBracha. You know, the last pasuk, Lamed Dalad Yud Beis. Asi shapet be mikdash ha-shechina shara, v'asara nisim nasu, u'mebrev morov ha-hergol shel ha-ada, b'dveikus, la-shem yisbarach, nokel limso midas ha-ava, lochein ezira toro, u'mi mikdashi tiro, sheshem nokel liv'ot, v'lasur midas ha-pachan me-ha-ada. So we emphasize Mora, and therefore you wouldn't say Ase Dochalos Ase. Kibiyane Mikdash, Sham Gadola Toeles Mehayira, Livli Asos Mashes Hira Torah, Meha Toeles Mashi Asa Adam Mashesivsa Torah, Vize Tam Muskal. Right, and this is what the Meshech Chachma thinks is the appropriate idea. Okay, Ase Dochalos Ase, big topic. We continue now. Next areas. So what do we have? We had Psachim, and we have Zvachim, and now we have Taras, Saras. So the Mishnah says, remember when a person becomes tahor from being a mitzora, he has to get his head shaved and wait a week and then bring karbanos on the morning of the 8th. So on that morning, he's still what's called mechusrei kapara. So he still hasn't become tahor totally to bring his karbanos. So what's the problem? He's got to be in the azara to become tahor, but he can't be in the azara. So what does he do? He stands at the doorway of Shar Nikanor, right outside the doorway. And the Kohen has to sprinkle blood and oil on part of his ear, his right thumb, and his right big toe. So he has to stick those body parts inside the doorway of Shar Nikanor. Right? And that's called Bia B'miksas. It's a partial entrance. So either Bia B'miksas is also usher, but it's allowed because he has to become tar, or maybe Bia B'miksas only has to draw on it. That's what he does. So he's at the doorway, he has to stick it in. Machlokes in the Mishnah, do you stick in all the body parts at once? Which is basically mar betuma. There's more tuma brought into the azara. Or do you do one at a time? Which it delays the tuma, but it's not marbe as much inside. You just do one at a time. Machlokas tanoim. Taman taninan sehichnis rosho v'nasan al tunachosna. The Tanakhama says, what do? You put your head in and he puts it on his ear. Yado v'nasan al bo'an yado. Hand, and you put it on his hand. Viraglo, and you put it on his leg. And then the gear says out here, but you look on the side. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshtem Hayamachnas Ke'echad. Rabbi Yehuda says you put them all in at once. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda says you could be marbe the tuma. So the Gemara says, so one second, now we have a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan here seem to be the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We're going to say Rabbi Yochanan broke in our Mishnah, is like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Why? Michla Vashitas, we're going to flip it, Rabbanan. Taman hu amrin Rabbanan over there. Rabbanan over there in Negoim. What do the Rabbanan say there? That you have to do one at a time. Asur laharim. Harim means make an arima, make a pile. That means make more. In the Mishnah over there in Negoim, the Rabbanan say you have to do one at a time. You can't be maraben, bring all the tum at once into the Azara. The Karma Mutter. And here, the Rabbanan, which is Rabbi Yochanan and Broka Shita in Mishnah say, just pick up the sherbets right away. Right, don't look for a non-makabel tumah. Stira, Answer, Taman, over there. You know why we say one at a time? Shema Yachnas Rosh HaVeruba V'yanash Karis. Over there, if you do one at a time, if you do it all at once, there's a good chance that everything's leaning in. Your head, your hand, you might go in. That's Mr. Karis. We can't have that, take that chance. Bram Hacha, but over here, Bisham Machnas Kelim Tameim B'Mixas B'Mikdash. Here we're just talking about bringing in Kelim Tameim, and therefore, here, we'd rather say the Rabbanan, pick it up right away and go out. And that's why, even though you're marbet tumah, but that's okay. There's no chashash of kares, in any case. That's why the Rabbanan say what they say. Again, they say, we're nervous if you stick everything in at once that you might, end up going into the base of Mikdash Tameh. Michlaf Ashitas Rabbi Yehuda. So we flipped it to Rabbi Yehuda. There's also a problem. Why? Taman Amar over there in Nagoyim. What does he say? He says, you put everything in at once. Which means mutal harim, you could be make a big pile. You could be mar betuma. So mar betuma in the base of Migdash. Viko amar asal harim, and here he said no. You got to find it seven shalates. You have to go find a kli that is going to be a tongs that's going to become not going to become tame. Taman amar mutal harim, viko amar asal harim. Answer again. Why does it behoove to say? In Negoyim, he's not worried about being Marbetuma. Put all the body parts in at once. While here in Erevin, he is nervous about being Marbetuma, and therefore he says, go search for a kli. So he says, Taman, over there, Delo Yivsavte Tlasa Zimnin. You know what the problem is over there? It's every time you put a body part inside the Azara, it's called a Knisa La Azara Betuma. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's better to go in all at once. Have one Knisa Betuma. If you do one and then another and another three times in a row, so it's not an issue of being mar betumah. It's how many times you're going into the azara with tumah. So therefore, there it's better to be marbet. Bram hacha tumi dumi bifnimi. But here, there's one dead rodent on the ground. You know exactly what it is. Afshalalat says below shows below tumah. You have a choice. You could go out without delay, or you could go out without being mar betumah. Amar lo, and he says mutav lo lavra mitzvah lo sase shlo bas liado. Better to be passive. Better to delay. We misses lo sase shabas lafana. So it's better to delay in that case, and that's why he says what he says. Remember, Shar Nikanor. The name Nikanor comes from the story in the Bavli Yuma Lamed Ches. How do you remember? Wadaf lach. It's wet, right? It's the story of Nikanor who builds the doors to the base of Migdash, and he has to find a way to get there. And it's on a boat, and there's a big storm. They threw one door off the boat. And he was most nefesh for the second boat. He jumped onto the door. He didn't let them throw it off. And it ended up that the other door was right next to the boat, even when they got to the shore. And therefore, because these doors represent Mesiras Nefesh, they were put in. They were made of Nechoshes, I think. And even when they changed everything to gold later on and they got rich, still they kept those doors because of the Mesiras Nefesh of Nikanor. Viter. So remember Rabbi Akiva back in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah said that you're only allowed to take the sherets out of certain places. Wherever, if you would walk in, you'd be chayv karis. Meaning only from the Azara. But if you find the sherets, let's say in Harabayas, you can't take it out. It's mukhsas, you just put a bowl over it. Hotzi mimakav shechayad alav karis. What happened in this case? You're on your way out carrying the sherets, v'naf alamakav shechayad alav karis, and it fell. It fell out of your hands. But it fell out of your hands in a place where you wouldn't have been able to take it in the first place. So you took it out, and now you're halfway out, but now you're in Harabayas, now it fell. You're allowed to keep picking it up. Kfar nireis latzeis. You're allowed to. You already started picking it up, so you could pick it up again. Motza acher betzido. What happens if you dropped it? Maybe what made you drop it was you were in such shock because you saw another dead sheretz on the floor. You're like, oh! And now you dropped it. So now you're allowed to pick it up. You're allowed to pick up the other sheretz. The other sheretz that's next to it. Motzi eshneim, o eno motzi ela shenira latzeis. So that is not answered. Right? You're allowed to take it out in the first place if it fell, but if it's still there. And Rabbi Yosef Engel adds on another question. And let's say the answer to this question is you're allowed to. What if the first one disappeared or was burned? Then the only one that you have left is the new one. Is that also Kfar Nira Latzeis? Do you go by the Gavra was already involved in the Maisa Hotzah and that's Nira Latzeis? Or does that have to do with the Chefsa? Have to do with the Chefsa that's there. So that question is not answered. Okay. So the end of Maseches Erevin here, which is really the end of Shabbos and Erevin in the Yerushalmi, it's the end of Tosefta. The Tosefta quotes the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Chagiga. Right, the end of the first parak in Chagiga, if you remember, the Tosefta says, find the the line in the end of the Tosefta here. Tosefta quotes that Mishnah in Hilchos Chagigos Mi'ila Kaharon Tzliim B'Saira Mikra Muad Falachas Merubos Vein LaMalashi Yismochu. Remember that Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph of Chagiga. Hilchos Shabbos, there's so much, but in the Torah, there's so little. Right? It's like hanging on a hair. Some things have so many words in the Torah Shebichsav, and some things have so few words. Right? So Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, is like Charor Teluyin Besaira. So related to that, and we just said the word Tsevet, tongues. Remember, we had a machlokes about, should you go get the wooden tongues, Rabbi Yehuda? So we're going to go talk about the tongues that Hashem created the world with. Remember the Pirkei Avos? Hu haya omer, tseves b'tseves avad. Right, he says, from the Tosefta, all tongues must be made with previous, make a tongues, you can't touch the tongues as you heat it up, so you need another tongues to hold the tongues that you're making, the original tongues. Tzavtzeth kan maisa mai havis, so what about the first tongues in the world? Who made the first tongues in the world? Birya havis, that was a creation. Hashem had to make the first tongues, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. If you remember, Pirkei Avos discusses that Hashem made the first tongues, one of the dvarim of that was created bein hashmashes, here in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. Basar mamar asar dvarim nevru bein hashmashes pi ares pi abeir pi ason kashes v'chulu v'yesh omrim av tseves b'tzvas asuya. Every tseves, every tongues has to be made with tongues, so the first one had to be made sometime. This could be alluding to the Ramban. The Ramban in Bereishis says that there was one act of Hashem of Bria. That meant Yesh Me'ayin. Hashem created a certain matter, something from nothing. And then after that, Hashem was Yotzer. He took all of that matter and he formed it into the world that we have. That's the Ramban's Lashon. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara kol hanivraim me'afisa muchletas. From total nothingness. Ve'ein etzleinu b'lashon hakodesh b'otzos yesh mi'ayin el lashon bara. Aval hotzi min ha'efes ha'gamer v'amuchla yisod dak ma'od ein bo mamish. We know what this means, but some matter. Aval koach mamsi mucham l'kabel hatzura. V'yachar ha'hiuli lo bara davar aval yatzar va'asa. Hashem created the first stage of bara, and then there's yesh, and then everything after that was yesh mi'yesh. But he had to make the first one. That's what's called the first sevet. The first one. Amar Rabbi Chanina kumi Rabbi Mana. Uma at Amar La. Right? What does that mean? How is that exactly kashur to the Mishnah in Chagiga? We know it's connected to our Mishnah because we spoke about seven in the wooden. But in the end of the Tosefta, we have this Mishnah in Chagiga about Shabbos, and then we have this line about the Tzevet. So he says, Mitzvah sa'achas lamdu kametzvisos. Because you learn from one Tzevet, from one tongs that Hashem made, all the other tongues, so to speak, in the world were created. All other acts of creation. So kol mishbisa, so too Shabbos. There was one pasuk. There's one little pasuk in the Torah about Hilchos Shabbos. Atalam do kamishvisos. And it expands out, talking about two big mesechtas about Shabbos. There's one tongues that expands it to many other tongues, which is Maisa Bracious. Maybe connected to that is Shabbos, which is also Zechel Maisa Bracious. One tongues that one pasuk in Shabbos, Los Hazak HaMalacha, right, Karan Hatulim Ba'avir, you have all the malachis and everything about Shabbos coming out from that. Hadjullah Perak Mosi Tfilin, Vesalikala Masechaz Erevin, Shkoyach Mazel Tov to all, Masechaz Erevin, and B'Hashem, next time we start with Masechaz Pesachim.